that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year.
All right. Good morning to all our listeners out there, and good morning to you, Tammy.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me on as
Absolutely.
Part of the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning. Always a pleasure to be down here in the studio with you guys. There's always something going on down here.
We're always having a good time.
Oh, yeah. My name is Dr. Ben McMillan. I'm a chiropractor and the owner of the Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare Center. And this morning, I've got a few things we're going to talk about. I want to talk about some chiropractic myths, some misconceptions I've heard about chiropractic healthcare. But I'm also pretty excited this morning to announce I've got a special guest joining me this morning. Joining me in the studio this morning, the one, the only, Dr. Charles Neal.
Good morning,
Dr.
Neal. I feel like we should have a round of applause.
That was, with emphasis on special, because Mama always said I was special.
Yeah. Well, rightfully so.
Yeah, it's old guy day. Let's bring in the old guy.
Yeah, some perspective. So
exactly.
I wanted to get into these misconceptions, these kind of myths about chiropractic care, because, you know, unless you've actually been to a chiropractor, there's probably a lot that you don't know, right? And I'll admit, before I had ever been to a chiropractor, I definitely had heard some of these things, had some assumptions myself. And, you know, honestly, I kind of continue to hear those same thoughts, those same ideas in my practice. So I thought we'd address a few of those this morning. But first, if you're tuned in and listening with us this morning, if you got a question of your own or a comment or something related to chiropractic healthcare that you want Dr. Neal and I to discuss live on the air this morning, send Tammy and I a text message with your question, and we'll go through those this morning. Tammy, where did they send those to?
That is 437-1620.
All right. 850, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 850-437-1620. She'll get all those questions over to us, and we can go through some of your questions as well. All right, so let's get into some of these. Dr. Neal, I hear this pretty frequently. Have you ever heard or had patients tell you that you thought, or they thought, I guess, chiropractic care was only for their back or their neck?
Well, as long as you separate your spine from the rest of your body, functionally speaking, it's if you don't have a spine, there are a whole lot of other issues in your world.
The reason this comes up is typically what happens with these patients, whether they're new patients or patients that I've been treating for a while, is they have I'll have treated their back or their neck, and they'll say, oh yeah, by the way, you know, I've had this knee pain for quite some time now. And, you know, this may be weeks into their treatment, or even patients I've known for years that haven't thought to bring up to their chiropractor the pain on their other joints, right? Did you ever have patients that did that?
Oh yeah. I mean, the body is one functional unit. It's top to bottom. Everything's connected. There's no separating, I have a neck problem. No, because that spine goes all the way to your toes and out to your fingertips. And neurologically speaking, it's all one unit.
I always remind people of that song that you sang as a kid, right? The hip bones connected to the you know, our whole body is connected. Like Dr. Neal was saying, we're one big functional unit. So if you're having knee pain, there's a good chance you're going to have some hip pain. Or if your back's hurting and you're having to walk a funny way, yeah, that's going to transition to other things hurting eventually. And that's one thing, you know, one big myth there, one big misconception. People only go to the chiropractor if their back or their neck is in pain. But I can't tell you how many people's knees we've treated with the class 4 lasers, right? When you guys implemented that into the clinic, did you ever start treating knees, shoulder?
The laser so expanded the capability. I mean, there are ways to adjust joints other than the spine. You can work on ankles and knees and shoulders and all the other joints in some form or fashion, but the laser brought the tissue healing into the game as well. So not just functional capability, but let's also heal those injured and aggravated and hugely stressed out tissues around it. The laser really expanded it.
Yeah, that's been a huge help to the clinic. I mean, I treat knees and shoulders. I use it on my own shoulder. I mean, I play a lot of volleyball. I've been involved in throwing sports, basketball, baseball, almost my entire life. So I definitely occasionally will get some shoulder aches and pains, and I use that thing on myself, and it is an awesome tool. And, you know, occasionally your joints are so degenerated, you know, hips or knees, that it's not something chiropractic care can help with. But I kind of like seeing those patients too, because they're people that have been dealing with this knee or hip pain for years. You know, they've seen their primary care and they got the pain medicine, or, you know, they told them just to keep taking some ibuprofen to help with that arthritic pain. But now it's pretty severe, and maybe we'll take some x-rays and those x-rays show, you know, severely degenerated hips. But I can refer those guys to the orthopedic surgeon. They replace that joint and it's basically as good as new now. They've got those hip replacements, those knee replacements. They've got those down pretty well. Then I get to be the hero that referred them to finally take care of that hip pain, if it wasn't something chiropractic care could take care of, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people who were never my patient, like you said, you're still the hero, because you're the guy who said, you know what, this one's going to need some more intervention than a chiropractor can handle.
And I think people really appreciate that, right? Like, we're not just going to keep adjusting a severely degenerated joint that really needs replacing. You know, we can do some things to help with some palliative care while they wait to get that orthopedic appointment, because, you know, they're going to be a few weeks, a few months out from scheduling that surgery. But, you know, at some point we know if that joint is degenerated enough, I'm not going to undo the degeneration with the adjusting. It really needs replacement, and we just refer those out.
And on the continuum of that, how is it that your right hip got so bad that it needs replacing and the left hip is really okay? This is not just an incidental, I mean, unless you got hit by a car and it crushed that joint. You know, why did one side wear out? There's got to be something out of balance that's a factor. And you know what? After you get that hip joint replaced, come on back and we'll balance it out. I say we. I am not the clinic. I am the retired old guy.
Once upon
who happened to be in the neighborhood, and Dr. Ben said, want to come?
Yeah, stick around.
Want to come throw in a few extra words today?
You know, and Dr. Neal and I actually went to this this lecture talk, kind of off topic from what we were going to get into this morning, but it's relevant here. Stu McGill, Dr. Stu McGill, kind of a legend and an expert in spine research. He's up in Canada, but he was down in Pensacola giving a talk about how to take care of your spine as you age, and a big proponent of chiropractic care and, you know, maintaining a healthy spine all your life and year round, not just, you know, taking care of these, you know, I hurt my back, now I want to pay attention to it, right? He was a big proponent of do these things daily or weekly.
Yeah, absolutely. And to finish your intro of him, he's not a chiropractor.
No.
He's a PhD in kinesiology and biomechanics out of the University of Toronto, and works with world-class athletes in nearly every discipline.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he throws up pictures of, you know, I worked with this guy, and he is the current world champion of the triple weightlifting.
Yeah, the heaviest squat, heaviest deadlift, heaviest bench press. This guy is massive. He was mainly focused on elite athletes for a large part of his career. He took care of the spines of people doing elite-level MMA fighting. Again, elite bodybuilders, elite athletes. But as he's started to age, he's also started to gain some perspective on how to take care of his back and his, you know, his peers' backs as they start to age. And he had some really interesting stuff. I mean, he was, again, a proponent of chiropractic care, of maintaining a healthy spine year round and all your life, as opposed to just waiting until something pops up and now it's a problem, now let me pay attention.
Yeah, I mean, sooner is always better. But he talked a lot about your tipping point. At what point does your body go off the cliff? And that cliff moves a little bit closer every year, you know. And so how do we step back from the cliff? How do we maintain? Talked about loss of elasticity, mm-hmm. and loss of functionality. If you stumble,
Can you regain balance?
Can you recover and keep on walking, or do you fall and break a hip? Because that's huge.
Oh yeah, mortality. Mm-hmm. And you know, I can't tell you how many times I have people come into the clinic and say, "Oh, you know, Dr. McMillan, I really hurt my back this morning. It's so weird. All I was doing was I dropped the piece of paper in the office. I bent down to pick it up. How could this have possibly hurt my back, right?"
It's the paperclip trauma. It happened. I dropped a paperclip and couldn't stand up. The paperclip obviously did it, you know?
Yeah, and as we go through the history with these people, I'll ask them, you know, have you ever had any back pain before? And I have yet to hear a case where they said, nope, first time ever, right? It's always, yeah, this was a problem a few months ago. It got a little better. I didn't really do anything for it. Took some ibuprofen, some aspirin. But you know, today it's just off, right? Those are those warning signs. Those are those, you know, the lights on your dashboard of your car. That's what pain is for you. You know, there's always something before that, and it's the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, mm-hmm. except paperclip that broke your back.
Yeah. If you drive your car until you run out of gas every single time, okay. But if you say, hey, I'm getting a little low, maybe I should fill up. Well, guess what? If you get a twinge in the back, that's the early warning signal.
So you maintenance is important.
You can drive till you run out of gas if you want to.
Absolutely. By the way, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you would like to join this conversation, please do at 437-1620. We have Dr. Ben McMillan and Dr. Neil with the Neil Clinic. You can visit them, neilclinic.com. Or give them a call, 479-2700.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, that's kind of ties in with this other misconception I wanted to go over, right? I've heard this thing from patients that have come in and said, you know, I don't know about chiropractic care. I've heard once you start to go, you know, you need to go keep going forever. And I'll kind of file this one under maybe not a misconception or maybe not a myth there. And let me explain this for a second. You know, if you come into the clinic with like an achy neck, maybe you slept wrong that night and your neck is unusually tight, maybe you've got that pinching sensation in your neck from just the way you slept or whatever you were doing that night before, you know, it's really not going to take very many treatments for me to fix that pain, to get rid of that pain and get that joint moving the way it should again. You know, acute conditions like that are actually managed really well by chiropractic care. You know, some of the chronic pain that people may have in their neck or their back, that, you know, if you've had this for years and years and years, those treatment plans might be a little more extensive, a little longer of a treatment plan. But like we were talking about, one of the big benefits of chiropractic care comes once we've got you out of pain and transitioning you to that maintenance care. And I really like the example of, you know, taking care of your body like you would take care of a car. You know, if you've never go get your oil changed or you never replace your tires or the belts on your car, there's a pretty good I'd even say a certainty, right? Not even a good chance. It's almost certain you're going to run into some car problems if you never replace the oil in your car, right? If you never get those tires aligned, you're going to start hearing those dings, those beeps. Lights are going to be flashing on your dashboard. And sure, you can, you know, ignore those. You can put some tape over them and not really pay attention to them. And you'll take your car to the mechanic and he'll say, hey, we got a lot of work to do on this car. What happened? Why didn't you bring this in when you first started seeing those warning lights? Which is pretty similar to pain in the body, right, Dr. Neil? Like,
my favorite analogy was always, do you get your tires and wheels aligned occasionally? If you don't, I can promise you, I can guarantee you that those tires that are supposed to last 50, 60,000 miles are going to have scallops and uneven wear at 20. Why? Your alignment sucks.
Yeah.
Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, I think so.
And so you know, you can wait, except I'm sorry, there is no spine replacement available yet. But, you know, you can wait until it's a critical issue. You can wait until stuff is bad, broken. Or you can align your tires and maybe you're back.
I heard a really funny, expanding on that analogy, right? If you take care of your car, you do this maintenance, you know, all of us kind of replace our cars, I don't know, 5, 10 years. I very rarely hear people having cars for more than 10 years, right? What if I told you you had to drive one car, you got one car your entire life? You'd take pretty good care of that car, right?
I'd get that alignment done every 3,000 miles.
Yeah. People don't understand. You get one body. Like Dr. Neil said, they don't. You can replace the knees, the hips. I mean, shoulder replacements, yeah. There's no spine replacement. You know, you get one spine. That's you having that car, that one car, your entire life. You can't go get a new one of those. You probably should be taking care of it.
And P.S., yes, they do spine surgery, and there is a simple mechanical, biomechanical reality there, and that is every joint that you fuse in your body now doubles up the stresses on the joints above and below. If you, my wife had to have a low back fusion surgery unrelated to her mechanics. She started to get some stenosis in there that made it required. And the surgeon said, you fuse two levels in the back, you have just increased the pressure on your hip joints 70% on each side. Guess what happens? Everything starts to break down around that area that they fix, and you have gotten yourself into a progressively worsening, and it's going to go that way.
And so that's what I mean when I say this myth about chiropractic care. Once you start, you have to keep going. You know, do you have to? No. You know, as your chiropractor, I'll be fine. You know, that pain that you had in your neck that's now feeling a whole lot better, that part's probably okay. But again, like we were saying, this maintenance care, taking care of that one car you get, taking care of that one spine you get during your entire life is probably a good idea, right? You don't go to your doctor, you know, and they talk about exercise or dietary changes, and they say, you know, okay, look, if you just exercise for the next 2 weeks, you never have to exercise again in your life. That would be absurd. Everybody would know that that's not the way exercise works. Or the people with diabetes, you know, do you go to your doctor and they say, look, here, if you eat really, really well for the next 4 weeks, you can go back to, you know, eating all the sugar, all the soot. That, of course not. You have to take care of your body. There's things that you should be doing just to keep up with your body and maintaining a healthy diet, healthy exercise. Same thing with your spine. Yeah, we had somebody text in. 1996 Chevy 1500 still runs with maintenance. Absolutely. I mean, 96, that's a pretty old, coming up on 20 years car there. He maintains it. Same thing with your back. If you come in for those regular maintenance appointments, I don't have to see you every week. Some people it's every 4 weeks. Some people it's every 3 months. But as long as you're getting your back checked out and aligned on a routine basis, you're going to be so much better off, right? You're going to heal faster when you do have those big dramatic, you know, injuries where I was in a car accident or I slipped and fell. The people that already had a healthy back were already exercising, already taking care of their body, bounce back so much faster than the people that just had been ignoring those things for weeks, months, years of their life at a time. And that's kind of what I mean when I say, you know, no, you don't have to go to a chiropractor forever, but you probably should. All right, one last misconception that I want to get to before we run out of time up here this morning. Chiropractic care is painful or dangerous, right? That can be something that people are concerned about, like rightfully so, right? You see James Bond take out a whole warehouse full of bad guys just by, you know, grabbing their head and twisting their neck, right?
Oh, yeah. That always, always. And my first thought is you actually can't break somebody's neck that way. But it looks cool on screen.
Like many of the things in the movies, turns out that's not the way it works. You don't have enough force in your upper body to really do that. But, you know, I can understand that it would have people a little nervous, be a little apprehensive about getting their neck adjusted. And fortunately, you know, when I began at the Neil Clinic with Dr. Neil, he introduced me to the activator method of adjusting. And, you know, Dr. Neil, tell everybody a little bit about that if they haven't heard of this before.
Well, it's an alternative. It's a, you know, I'd many years, 37 years of practice, I had patients come in, well, I want to get my neck cracked. Yes, and there are other ways to do it. And the reality is every chiropractor coming through school learns manual adjusting, learns what's known as drop table adjusting, where the table pops up and pops back down, and you can use that as part of a thrust to make the adjustment more specific, learns how to do activator adjusting. And the reality is that a lot of chiropractors are still in that kind of headspace of, oh, but I really like to give a back a good crack, you know? And I mean, the release, you know, it's like you pop your knuckles and you go, oh, that moves a little better. You know, the release is fine. And some patients shouldn't have that physical treatment. Some patients need something a little bit more subtle. Severely osteoporotic is a concern. Patients who have really serious spine conditions, you have to be real careful. And like most chiropractors, Dr. Ellen and I went into business doing all sorts of different types of adjusting that we had been taught. And what happened to me was the patients who got activator came back and said, that was cool. Let's do some more of that. Mm-hmm. And they started referring in friends and neighbors because it's like, this guy's doing something that works really cool and I like it. And my practice went from 20% activator to 100% activator over a period of about 2 years. And I will tell you that chiropractors who I have known and I was working on them with my specialty then of activator work, they started transitioning to activator. And Dr. Ben, when he came to work with us as an associate, he was a manual kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he saw activator and the results people were getting, and we trained him in, you know, the specifics of what we do. And it works.
It does. And there's, you know, I was in chiropractic college a few years after Dr. Neal, so a little more recently. And we got about, I'd say, a week's worth of training with these instruments. It's not something that they spend a lot of time doing. The manual manipulation takes, it's a physical skill. It takes a lot of time to perfect. That's where they want us to spend most of the time. I have to go to so much outside training, after school. You know, this is stuff that I continue to do every year. I have to go to these conferences. I get evaluated by other doctors to do this activator method of adjusting, right? How many of those did you attend? I mean,
A lot.
Yeah.
Like you said, every year, you know, there are, we've come up with some new techniques and some new ways to do the activator work. And it is a certification process and it is an ongoing learning process. Yes. Yeah.
So when I joined the Neal Clinic and, you know, I saw all the patients getting better with the activator, there's no reason we have to do that, you know, bending, twisting, snapping of your neck or your back. It's an alternative to that traditional chiropractic care. And the relief on patients' faces when I tell them, hey, look, I don't have to snap your neck today after they are, you know, coming in the day after a pretty substantial auto accident. I mean, they are very excited to hear that they don't have to have that done today. There's an alternative way to adjust their spine and still get all the benefits of chiropractic care. And that's with the activator method of adjusting your spine. If you're curious about that or want to know a little bit more about it, check out our website at neilclinic.com or give us a call at the clinic at 850-479-2700. Tell Jamie that Dr. Ben McMillan told you to schedule your consultation. And you and I will sit down and discuss your symptoms, and I'll see if your case is a chiropractic case that I think we can help you with. Thank you again, Tammy, for having
Absolutely.
Me on this morning. She's given me that sign I've run out of time. And thank you as well, Dr. Neal, for joining me up here this morning. Always a pleasure to have you back up in the studio.
Yeah, old guy day. Why not?
And I wanted to let you know our friend Earl from Gulf Breeze says he's really enjoying the show today with both of you on. So
right.
I wanted to let you know that.
Very good.
Coming up, you don't want to miss out. We have Visit Pensacola. They always have some great information for you. And Boat Smart. If you have any boat questions, Stefan's going to be here to answer that, so stay tuned. You're going to have a Fox News update followed by a local news update in our newsroom.